Yeah, it's great to be back in another Leinster final. I suppose last year's Leinster final was a big turning point for us as a team, and we just can't wait to get back out and play together again. I suppose we've had a break over Christmas, so we're looking forward to getting out and hopefully, fingers crossed, that we can get the results that we're looking for.
And like you say, you were probably a little bit more nervous going into the last one because you hadn't reached that mountaintop for quite a while. But I suppose you have to have that little bit more confidence going into this one, knowing that you have been there and you've done it recently enough.
Definitely, I think it adds to the experience as well. But we can't be complacent. We know the Spurs are a very strong team as well. I suppose any team that's getting to Leinster finals, they are going to be good. It's not going to be an easy game by any means. But look, we hope again that we can bring in a good performance. And if we play to our potential, we'll come out on the right side of the result.
You're an All-Ireland champion going into Christmas, but you know that there's another Leinster final coming up. Can you enjoy yourself over that little break, or is it just, you know, turning your attention to the next big one?
Definitely the break was needed for the team, you know, a few days over Christmas to enjoy a bit of time with family and stuff. It was busy few weeks for all the matches. But it was nice to have a few days off. But once Christmas is finished, the focus is back on the next match and the training and, you know, trying to get back to where we were. So I think, yes, we played well last year, but we still have a lot more to improve on and we've a lot more to show. So definitely the focus was right back on to the Leinster final.
You didn't have any games really, any competitive games really, to build up to this one. Dixborough did have that semi-final. Do you think that that's an advantage for them coming in, that they have played at a relatively high level, or do you think that, listen, we're the Leinster champions, we deserve to go straight in?
I suppose we were in that position last year. We had the extra games, so I suppose it suited us last year, but at the same time, you know, we've been training away and we've been having practice matches, and I think, look, there's nothing we can do, only focus on our performance and hopefully getting the result that we want. But I think that we'll be fine without having the extra match. Our trainers are a very high standard, so hopefully it won't affect us too much.
That's it. I'd say an Euler training session is probably as good as a match really anyway.
Yeah, exactly. It's not easy by any means, but look, we all want the best for each other and we all push each other right to the very end, and I don't think there's been many clubs that'll have trainings like we do, and I think it shows in our performances as well.
And obviously you're one of the more junior players on the team and you're well established in it now too, but bring us back to your first experience, you know, joining the legendary names in Eilert, the Ursulas, the Unas, the Marys and stuff like that. What was it like for you stepping into that team for the first time?
It was definitely a surreal moment, I suppose. We all, every Camogie player wants to be up there and playing with the best, and I think, like, without playing with some of them women, I wouldn't be actually where I am today. They're just, you want to be better yourself, and I think when you're training and you're around these type of people that have the winning mentality, there's not many like it, you know what I mean? And you can only get better by playing around them and training, marking them, and look, it's been brilliant. So it's definitely been a big learning experience, and it wasn't easy, but like I wouldn't have came on the way I have over the last few years for definite. And you know, it's really good to be winning titles with them now, and you know, being the best team that we can be at the moment.
And when you get over that sort of shock and awe when you first come into the team, you must be, you know, incredibly grateful then when you come into the team and you show that you can live up to these levels, and you know, you're an established part of that team now as well. So you're there by right, by merit, you know, that you're definitely a part of this team and nobody's looking down on you.
No, definitely not. I think all, you know, Ursula, Una, Mary, they encourage you, they just in training, like they're brilliant, you know, and they want to see every young Camogie player on the team be the best that it can be, and like we are learning off the best, but it definitely takes a while settling. I suppose it's when you're playing with these people and the names that they have, it's just fantastic, like, and they do deserve everything that they've won. You know, they're very dedicated people, and it really shows that if you do commit to the game of Camogie, like you will achieve what they have. And it's not easy, but look, it's worth it when you're lifting the cup at the end of the year. It's brilliant.
And thinking back to the All-Ireland, naturally enough, Una's getting most of the plaudits because of her hat-trick, but I remember it was your ball inside that created the space for the third goal, so you have to feel good about yourself knowing that if I send this ball inside, Una's going to do something with it. She's going to get a point or a goal or something, that Una's going to finish this.
Yeah, definitely. Look, my job's just to let the ball in, but I suppose they have to score and get the goals and get the points. Like, but you can always rely on them. That's for sure. From the midfield, you know, every ball that goes in, they won't let it out easy, and they will try their best. You know, and that's why they are the best Camogie players in Ireland. But look, when you have Una and Arsa inside in the full forward, sure, there's no better people that you'd want in there.
And we don't want to be retiring anybody or anything like that, but I remember there was this brilliant picture of yourself, and I think it was Aoife Dunn, sort of grabbing each other and, you know, celebrating the victory. And I suppose, you know, that makes it all the more special for you guys, because you hadn't reached the mountaintop before, whereas Ursula and Mary and those, they know what it's like to win and to go back to back. So do you turn to them now and say, you know, how do I keep up this level that I've reached now? How do I keep the motivation going? Do you ask them for help when you go into a big game like this?
Yeah, like, they're so encouraging, and, you know, like, especially at myself, I get nervous, you know, before big games like this. I'm not used to them. But look, when they just calm everyone down and they settle everyone, you know, and it's brilliant to have them there in the dressing room and on the field with you. Myself and Aoife Dunn, you know, we were trained together. We were bubble buddies in lockdown, and we were doing the hard running together. And to be honest, like, just when that final whistle went, there's no one I'd rather celebrate with, because it was tough few months training together in lockdown, and it was just worth it all in the end. And definitely it just pushes you on to want to train harder and just play the best camogie you can, because the rewards at the end of it is definitely, it's worth every bit of it.
And just explain to us the bubble buddy system that you had there in place.
Yeah, well, like, we'd have to train in, like, you know, groups of two or three. I suppose it's hard when you're doing it by yourself. So myself and Aoife Dunn, we buddied up and we went up to the Owler pitch and we were training away doing runs, and it was tough, but I wouldn't have got it done if she wasn't there. And it was definitely something that we both needed each other for, so it was brilliant to have her there. And, you know, she's absolutely phenomenal player that doesn't get the recognition she deserves, but she's a brilliant player. And we helped each other out in lockdown anyways, and it was good to get the win in the end.
Absolutely. And I suppose it must be a relief then that you can actually all train together as a team now ahead of this one, instead of having this bubble buddy system, that the restrictions have been lifted and now you can actually be a team and a group again.
Yeah, thank God. It was tough now getting just the groups of two or three, but we're all back. Once we all started back collective training, it didn't take long for us to get back into the rhythm and get the routine going as well. So definitely we're on the up anyways, and hopefully we can continue the wins and playing the best we can, best camogie we can.
Yeah, and between yourself and the likes of Aoife Dunn and Katie Roach, and, you know, there's a great production line in Owlers as well, because, you know, the All-Ireland winners with Wexford will obviously get the headlines most of the time, but you guys are keeping it going as well. And it must be nice to know that, you know, even when the likes of Ursula and Una step away, that there is this production line in place and Owlers will still be a force for years to come.
Oh, definitely. Like, it's brilliant to have the girls there, like Marie O'Dowd coming up, Katie Gallagher, Katie Roach, Aoife. You know, we've still a really young team, like, and these are all girls that are fighting their way onto the team. And without them, we wouldn't be winning All Irelands or Leinster titles. You know, it takes 1 to 30 on that team, if not more, just for us to go out and play. Do you know what I mean? Because you're training so many nights a week, and if you didn't have them girls there, there wouldn't be competition for places. And I think that's what really has drove us on the last few years, was the competition for places on the team. Like, you can put anyone anywhere and they'll just give their best. So I think that's what really gives us that added bonus going out against some teams. Everyone's willing to fight till the very end for each other, and make sure that their place is safe for the next day.
Well, that's good news for the Owlert fans, not so much for the likes of Martins and Ibars and that, but it's great to see that, you know, you're very positive going into this final. It's another Kilkenny team, it's Dixborough this time. Kilkenny camogie teams are always very good, so you guys go in as the favourites this time. You have that target on your back, but you'd be confident of another successful result.
Yeah, we won't be feeling any pressure. Like, you know, it's another game at the end of the day. We're very lucky to be able to go out and play. So I think we'll take it game by game, and hopefully Sunday now we get the win, it's not going to be easy. We know Dixburg are a strong team, but we have our homework done as well. And look, what happens on, it's on the day. You know, there's nothing we can do. If we go out and give our all, I'm sure we'll be coming out on top. So we'll just have fingers crossed and we'll go out and give it our all.